So the Twitter world was ablaze yesterday, and it was set ablaze by our friend Steelers Super Bowl champion Brian McFadden, who tweeted out in the afternoon, "Oh, Omar is working. The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Hashtag here we go. Hashtag stay tuned." And then Antonio Brown's pseudo company, CTESPN, tweets out, "Hearing big name wide receiver trade to Steelers is close to done." And look, we know Brian McFadden is, well, he's in the know. He's got sources. He's got people telling him things. He's been right on stuff before. We can rule out the Patrick Peterson deal. It's not going to be Patrick Peterson, though that might happen later on. I don't think he would do this for Pat Pete. CTESPN has been right about a whole bunch of stuff, too. I think he had Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. I think he had Justin Fields and Russell Wilson as Pittsburgh Steelers. There's been more that CTESPN has been right about. So we're all, at least I know I was, Doran, furiously refreshing Twitter, waiting to see if the Steelers make a trade. And then 1 hour turned into two turned into three, and then now here we are at 6:38 in the morning, and we still have no news on a Steelers wide receiver trade. Much ado about nothing, or do we think one's coming down the pike here?
I think something's coming down. I think you need to bolster that room, and we talked about it after the draft. It's like, you know, you got the needs that you actually needed, and you filled the holes, and most holes that you needed to fill, but you still need to add, and especially that wide receiver two spot. Like, Roman Wilson, I think, is going to be a fantastic player, but I don't profile him right now as a number two receiver. You still need to bolster that room. You still need to give Russell Wilson or Justin Fields somebody else to throw to. And obviously the corner spot as well. So that's why people were like, okay, like Patrick Peterson, the connection with
Brad. He does the podcast with him.
Does the podcast. You still need a corner. You still need a wide receiver. I think something's going to happen. And Omar said, we said it yesterday. He told us that, you know, and showed us that they moved around some money from Alex Highsmith to create some cap room. So there's $7 million there. They got to spend it somewhere. No, they got to use it somewhere. They don't have to, but they should use it somewhere. So I think that something's coming down the pipe. I just don't know who it's for. And whenever there's smoke, there's usually, you know,
fire.
Right. So I don't know who it's going to be, but I know that we have a batch of names that we've been talking about. And whoever it is, if it's one of those guys, I think that that is a great move by the Steelers.
Yeah, any number of the guys we're about to mention, it would be a significant addition to the Steelers. It would help them win football games. Here's what Omar Khan said this weekend when asked if there could still be a trade out there to be made.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I've said it before, you know, if there's ever an opportunity to improve the team, you know, we're going to look at it, and if it makes sense, we're going to go after it. But, you know, we restructure Alex's deal, and he said it puts us in a position to be flexible with some things if there's an opportunity to do something.
So this is the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. Which wide receiver would you like to see the Steelers get in a trade? Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Cortland Sutton, or other? There's a write-in option there. That would be the other. Here's the list of guys. Those three, Doran, plus Devontae Adams, although that's kind of been shot down, but we had heard he might be available earlier on in the offseason. Justin Jefferson is pie in the sky. I don't know why you would want to do that if you're Minnesota, but we've heard that name at least tossed around a little bit in some rumors. Chris Godwin's a name that Mark Caboli has thrown out there. DK Metcalf, another guy from Seattle. And then T. Higgins, I don't think that's really all that likely, but he could be available in a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Of all those guys, who would you like?
I mean, Justin Jefferson.
All right, forget him.
Forget him?
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious answer, I think.
I don't know. It would be, honestly, between DK Metcalf and Deebo Samuel. I think that they bring totally different things to the table. DK Metcalf, obviously the big wide receiver, the big fast guy that could really be your number one or 1A, and he could control a lot. But if you want to go Deebo Samuel and work something out there, he could just offer so much to you as an offense. It's not just about playing wide receiver. It's not just about being wide receiver too. He'd be a weapon for you. And I think the more weapons the Steelers have and Russell Wilson has, I think the better that this offense can. And with how Arthur Smith is innovative in that way and using different players in different roles, I think it would be perfect fit for the Steelers if they got Deebo Samuel. I really do. I hope it's Debo. I hope that that's the guy that they're really targeting, because I think he could really bolster this offense.
I've come around on Debo, and I think it's because I want to see them make a trade so desperately that I don't want to have to shoot down any of these guys if they would be brought in. I think it's still a significant hole on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I like the Roman Wilson pick, and believe me, I do. He's a willing blocker. He's clutch. He doesn't drop footballs. He talked after the Ohio State game about how they love Louis Vuitton, and they love being on social media, and they love all the things about being a football player apart from actually playing the game. He just feels like a Pittsburgh Steeler. But he only had 100 yards receiving in one game. We get it. They run the ball a lot at Michigan. They hid the quarterback as much as they could at times at Michigan. But still, only one 100-yard game in his final year in college. I don't know that you expect that guy to come in and be a significant contributor.
Right.
Like, I think production has to matter a little bit, especially when you consider coming in day one and playing. If he's my slot, if he's my three, I'm feeling really good about
really
that.
Good.
But if he has to be the number two behind George Pickens, who I'm not sure can be a bona fide number one, I'm not going to turn my nose up to any of these guys. You know, cost is going to matter. What you have to pay any of these dudes is going to have to matter. But if it's Courtland Sutton, who I like the least out of any of the options we threw out there, I'm still happy about it because it addresses a significant need, one that they didn't address in the draft. They just didn't. Like, if they had taken a Donnie Mitchell instead of Zach Frazier, I think he could profile as a number two and a number two right away. I'm happy they did what they did with Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy they got Roman Wilson. They need another guy. They have an extra $7 million to spend in cap space. Urgency has been the word of the offseason. I don't think it's a complete offense until you get one more guy.
There's no doubt. And they created this hole. Well, Deontay Johnson created this hole, but they created this hole, and they needed to obviously repatch the hole, and they haven't done that yet, and they know they need to.
You become way too easy to defend.
Yes.
If George Pickens is your one, and then I think basically by default, Pat Freiermuth's your two, and that's not to say we don't like Pat Freiermuth. I think he's a really dynamic catcher of the football. But you take the deep ball away from George Pickens, you're going to stack the box. You'll put one safety over the top. It's pretty – I'm not you. I'm not going to sit here and break down the film. It seems pretty easy to defend to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they're being held over the barrel right now because every team around the league who's willing to deal a wide receiver knows that the Steelers are almost doing so out of desperation.
Desperation, yep.
And that's not a good place to be, and they did put themselves in this corner.